The second reading this Sunday is from the letter to the Hebrews, and it centers on the issue of faith. The first line of the reading, we're told, is only faith can guarantee the blessings we hope for. And then you have a catalogue of the faithful patriarchs, the faithful first followers of Yahweh God in the book of Genesis. So Abraham and Sarah and so on and so forth. And it's always by faith that they walk. And so we have the importance of faith. And so it's probably a good time to reflect a little on what we mean by faith, because very often we misunderstand what is meant by Christian faith. Commonly, when we are talking, we contrast faith with knowing. And in this comparison, knowing would be something that I am intellectually or experientially certain of. I know the sun will rise tomorrow, or I know that 2 + 2 = 4. Whereas faith or belief is somehow less certain than knowledge. If we say, I believe such and such a person is trustworthy, usually that expresses less confidence than saying, I know such and such a person is trustworthy. Faith is sort of probable, but not certain. But if that is what we mean by faith, does it make sense to build our lives around something about which we are not certain? If faith is only probable, how can faith guarantee anything, let alone the blessings we hope for? So what I want to suggest to you this morning are three things. First of all, that's not what we mean by Christian faith. Second of all, faith absolutely is certain. But third of all, there is a difference between a truth being certain in itself and me feeling certain about my grasp of that truth. And so it is quite possible for something to be certain in itself, even though my grasp on it may be more than a little slippery at times. What we mean as Christians by faith is not a best guess based on the balance of probabilities. By faith, what we mean rather is a gift from God. Faith in its essence is a freely given sharing in how God sees reality. You see, we see the world and judge reality according to our human capacity. But our capacity is not God's capacity. So if 2,000 years ago you had been walking past the hill of Calvary on a particular Friday afternoon, looking with just our eyes, we would have seen nothing more than a broken man being tortured to death on a wooden cross. And that would be the limit of our unaided capacity to grasp reality. But what God's mind grasps in that pathetic human tragedy is the perfect act of love that saves the universe and redeems us from our brokenness. And when we are given the gift of faith, God allows us to grasp dimly and incompletely what he himself sees and knows with perfect clarity. And because reality just is that which is held in existence by God's mind, what God knows is altogether more certain than anything we can work out for ourselves with our own limited intellects. God's love is more certain than the laws of physics. Because were it not for God's creative love, the laws of physics would not exist. God's love comes first and is more real and is more certain. And when we share in God's seeing and knowing through his gift of faith to us, the realities we have access to are more certain, more true, and more real than anything our unaided intellect or our senses can tell us about reality. But all that said, nonetheless, we have this experience of struggling with our faith. Sometimes, even often, we don't feel certain of our faith. And that is because what we see by faith, though certain in itself, is beyond our capacity to reach, and so can only be received as a gift. And there are lots of things in our lives that can prevent us from receiving that gift which God wishes always to give to us. Sins, anxiety, lack of attention, lack of gratitude, pride. Pride is one of the chief obstacles of faith, you see. See, in order to receive a gift, what you have to recognize is that the giver, at least in respect of the gift that he is giving, is greater than you are. Otherwise, you would have no use for the gift that he is giving. And so if we in our pride say, well, actually, I don't need this gift because I am sufficient, then we will never receive that gift. There are all sorts of things in our life that can block that gift of faith, which can only be received as a gift from God. All these things condition how we receive the gift, which is certain in itself, even when we don't feel certain of it. It is, if you like, a bit like if you're married. When you look down at your hand and you see your wedding ring, all you really see is a bit of metal encircling your finger. And actually, there is no chemical analysis or measurement that you can take that will tell you it is anything other than a bit of metal encircling your fingers. But sometimes, when life is going well, or perhaps otherwise, but sometimes, the greater meaning of that circular bit of metal is perfectly transparent to your mind. It is a token of love from your spouse, which symbolizes the union of your lives. At other times, when you are worried about the mortgage, or the children are playing up, or you have fallen out for some reason with your spouse, when you look down at that ring, you might think, well, actually, token of love or possible knuckle duster. Do you know what I mean? But the point is, in those moments, you might not feel certain, but it is in precisely those moments you have to search your heart and say, what is the more true and what is the more real experience? And you have to hold firm to that more true and that more real experience. And so even in those moments when you do not feel the certainty, You have to hold firm to the truth that what you are wearing on your finger is not a knuckle duster, and it's not just a bit of metal. It is a wedding ring. And faith is just like that. Sometimes it is easy and transparent, but a lot of the time it isn't. But even then, we have to dig deep and we hold firm to the truth that we have grasped in our better moments. And then faith will guarantee the blessings we hope for.